Hello, hello, and welcome to Sunday Tea Time, episode number 48. My name is Aline.
And I'm Simon.
Welcome to
the show.
Exactly. And today we're going to talk about how you can get more customers using Facebook and Instagram.
Exactly. So if this is the first time you seeing this, watching this, if you're seeing this live or as a recording, we go live every Sunday at 5 p.m. on basically all the important social media platforms, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. And talk about business and marketing related stuff for Jamaican business owners, every Jamaican company and everything that is related to the Jamaican market. And one of the main reasons why we do these live streams is to get real-time feedback, to answer your guys' questions, to get in contact with you and really use technology to are the most helpful to you guys as helpful as we can. Hi Carrie-Anne, good
Hello.
To see you. I hope everybody can hear and see us loud and clear. If that's the case, feel free to say hi in the chat that we know that the tech is working. And
hi.
YouTube, Twitter, it looks like everything is working. Great.
All right.
Great. Yeah, usually if you have any trouble or not so stable connection, feel free to check out the YouTube channel. That's usually the most stable one. And don't forget to subscribe there.
Yeah, and it's Ask Academy Jamaica.
Exactly. And if you just tuned in, today we're going to talk about how you can get more customers for your business using Instagram and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any question related or anything about that topic specific to your business, to your company and your specific situation, then again, put it in the chat, put it in the comment section. We usually have a 10 to 20 second delay, but we try to keep to monitor all the platforms. Hi, Deborah.
Good to
see you in the house. no matter which platform you are on, feel free to say hi. We have viewers on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram. Yeah, great. And if you ask yourself, by the way, how we do this from a tech standpoint, we use StreamYard as a software. Shout out to them that you do a very great job to streaming to multiple platforms at the same time.
Right. And be able to actually see all the comments and talk with you guys.
Exactly. By the way, the reason why it's called Sunday Tea Time is because we drink tea.
Today is chocolate tea.
Again, I think we had that last week too.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think
it's that time of year.
Kind of affinity for it right now.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, we talk about how you can utilize Instagram and Facebook for your business and how you can get more customers. We have a few points prepared that we want to talk about and share our thoughts and have a conversation about. But again, feel free to put your specific question in the chat, in the comment section. The more specific you are, the better our answers usually are, the more specific we can answer. So take your time, put your questions in the chat, and then we're going to answer it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first, we have a few points again, but I think one of the first questions you should ask yourself before marketing or thinking about utilizing Instagram or Facebook or social media in general for your business is the following question. And that might sound simple and basic, but I think it's super important, at least in our day-to-day experience with clients, with business owners in Jamaica. We think that's an important thing we should talk about right now. Meaning, the question is, what is your specific desired outcome from using these platforms?
Yeah. And we hear a lot of people falling into the trap of speaking lingo and saying things that they don't actually understand, saying, okay, I need to build my brand, I need to get more followers, and when I get more followers, then I get more sales, or I need more likes and interaction, etc. And they don't really actually know what is the proper business goal that they are trying to achieve. And if you do not know that goal, then you won't be able to actually plan and strategize how to get there.
Yeah. And I think what you said is really important. Don't overcomplicate that desired outcome, because at the end of the day, social media, Instagram, Facebook, whatever we're talking about, it's just a tool. It's just a channel to reach that desired outcome, that desired goal. For example, if your business, or if you do business by people calling you, and I don't know, request a quote or scheduling an appointment, whatever it might be, then this, for example, should be your final goal. Meaning at the end of the day, at the end of your marketing efforts, or whatever you do at the, of course, certain time frame that you can get results, your final goal should be, okay, how many calls did I actually get from that campaign? Did it work? Is Instagram the right platform to get that goal? Is maybe Facebook better? But, and that's super important, it should be a measurable business goal as far as possible for your company. It should not be something like, I want 5,000 followers on Instagram or Facebook or something like that, which is nothing really tangible and not really measurable as a business result. It can be a milestone on a bigger plan, or one smaller metric, but not your final goal.
Yep, that's right.
So do we have some ideas, suggestions for people watching what a final goal could be?
Yeah, as you said, one, in terms of actually setting up a call with you, it really depends on how your sales process goes, and how the customer will get what exactly you are offering. So whether it is your product or your service, whether it is going to your website and making a purchase, that could be a goal. Also, as Simon said before, making a call to your business. This would be relevant for more service-based businesses, for example, or an in-store visit. Things like that could be desired outcomes or goals that you would want to be using social media for.
Especially, I think, in a situation right now, meaning with COVID and with all those restrictions that are there and that are maybe not predictable, I think it's even more important to be very specific and to have a goal in mind that you can measure quickly as accurate as possible. Because I think otherwise a lot of people waste a lot of time and money on social media, because they hear now everywhere, okay, you need to go on social media. As you said, you need to build your brand or whatever, that's where your customer is. Spending a little time here, spending a little time there, maybe running even some ads, making a post on Facebook, opening a YouTube channel, whatever the effort might be. But again, without a clear goal or with a clear outcome in mind, before you start actually executing, in our experience, people are, or businesses are, all over the place and don't get the results they want, and then they quickly give up.
Yeah. And as you said, narrow down your goal, link it to whatever strategy or milestones you need to achieve to be able to get that goal. So for example, if you are putting, say, $10 in ad spend to get your ads in front of, let's say, 5,000 people, then out of that 5,000 people, you want to have at least 15 calls or 50 calls. And then out of those 50 calls, you probably expect at least five customers. So narrow it down like that and have a measurement. So every week I should have five more customers, five new customers, things like that. Those are actual goals and you have to be very specific with what you want, as well as tie it with the process of how you're going to get there.
Yeah, so to recap recap really quick, the essence is basically make sure that you have a specific business goal in mind that you can measure independently from all your online or social media activities before you think, okay, do I go on Instagram, do I go on Facebook, YouTube, whatever, because otherwise you're gonna waste a lot of time, money and nerves by figuring out how all the social media platforms actually work and how you can use them for your business. And I think time and money is something that is really valuable right now in general, but I think right now even more. Okay, should we talk about content creative or customer?
We can go into your customer first, probably.
Okay, makes probably sense.
Yeah, I think maybe by now we sound a little bit like a broken record, because we always go back to this, and that is how important it is. You actually need to know exactly who your customer is, especially online, to be able to reach them and get to the desired outcome, which is to get them as customers, okay? So when we say who is your customer, it means thinking about very specific things. For example, a demographic information of your customer. How old are they? What gender are they usually? Where are they located? What is their profession if it's relevant to your business? What type of education level if it's relevant to your business as well? And think about the psychographic aspects of your customer as well. What are they interested in? And especially as well, where do they spend their time? This is also relevant in terms of whether you're choosing Facebook to market on, or whether you're choosing Instagram, or whether you're going to use both. So for example, from our experience, Instagram is better for more product-based businesses, and it's more fast-paced, and of course, also a younger demographic. People on Facebook, on the other hand, have more money to spend and have some time to actually go through the ads properly, for example, or go through the content on your pages properly and longer than they do on Instagram. So it depends on your business. I would say if you're offering a high ticket item that is probably a service, then probably Facebook. And if you have a product that you're offering, then for sure Instagram, that you can show images of or videos of the product in use, etc., then definitely on Instagram. So knowing who your customer is and where they spend their time, what they do, where they're located, the demographic information, etc., is very important to know as well, so that you can even choose the platform to market on.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons why it is so important to spend some time to understand your customer on social media is, you can, again, easily waste a lot of time and money for your business by trying to reach the wrong people. Let me explain why. And I don't want to sound condescending in any way or form, but it's just the fact that people that spend their time on social media platforms are not necessarily the people that have a lot of money to spend, because they spend their time on social media platforms. Therefore, what we often experience is that people get a lot, or especially businesses, when they post content on social media, they get a lot of feedback and they get a lot of interaction with people, with audience that they don't want. For example, they get a lot of, let's say, trolls, or give people names what you want. That basically have too much time and on social media and only interacting with that kind of content. And if you don't know how to reach your ideal customer and how to reach the audience that is actually relevant for your company and for your business, then again, then you're attracting the wrong people. And that is then a kind of self-fulfilling prophecy, because then the algorithm sees, okay, these are the people that are interacting. They're interacting more, then it shows that content more of these kind of people. And therefore, it's a kind of avalanche that gets faster and faster. So make sure that from the beginning, you know who you want to reach and how you actually reach these people, because otherwise, again, there are a lot of people on social media that are not relevant for your business, because I think that's something that you need to be aware of, that we need to be aware. With social media, you can reach a lot of people out there, almost everybody in the world, depending on what platform you are. But that also means you can reach the wrong people. And I think it's more important to exclude the wrong people, meaning make sure that you do not reach the wrong people, but only talk to the people that are actually relevant for your business, compared to getting reach no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a problem that a lot of companies have. Mm-hmm. Just get a lot of reach, hire a social media manager, get a lot of followers, get a lot of engagement, and that's the main goal. And mm-hmm. then they're wondering why there are no business results at the end of the day. And that can be one factor out of many, of course.
Yeah, it's just what you just said. There are lots of people that come to us as well that say, I have this page, I have a lot of followers, getting actual results in terms of people are engaging and interacting and asking questions about the products or services, but then they're not actually buying. And that could be a sign of you actually reaching the wrong people. That could be. That's one of the reasons. That could be a sign. Yeah.
All right. So I hope that is helpful so far, everybody watching. If that's the case, feel always free to hit the like button, the thumbs up button, heart button, depending on what platform you are right now. And again, feel always free to put your specific questions in the chat, in the comment section. So if you have any specific question, how you can get more customers for your business on Instagram, on Facebook, put it there, and then we have a look at it and share our thoughts and try to answer it. And in the meantime, we talk a little bit about content and creative and our experience on the different platforms. So you have way more experience than I. Go ahead, share your experience about content.
Everything in terms of content basically surrounds your customer. That's why we went through customer before we went to content. Firstly, desired outcome, what you want these customers to actually do, or these people. And then to who your actual customer is, and then to content and creative. Basically, you need to first understand who your customer is and what they want to see from you to be able to create content for them. You need to know if it is a younger demographic, it's probably more fast-paced. If it's Instagram, it's probably more fast-paced. And therefore, you probably should share more images than videos, for example. Then you have different types of content, whether it is educational, inspirational, or motivational, or entertaining, rather. You should think of what content fits your business and what your customers would most likely interact with and what they want to see from you as well. What represents your brand, what represents your products or your services, and what your customer is actually interested in. as we stated before, if you are doing more a service-based business and offering services, then possibly it is better to have more video content and show behind the scenes, etc. And for these types of content that are a bit longer and probably the type of service that has more high ticket items, then possibly it's better to focus on Facebook rather than on Instagram. That doesn't mean you can't hold Instagram altogether. It just means focus on the platform where your customer is and where they're most likely to actually engage with your content. Yeah. Do you have anything to say in terms of content and creative?
Yeah, sure. I think first and foremost, we need to differentiate what is content and what is creative. I think that's often or gets often confused. So I think, yeah, there are two, or what is the main differentiator from a business standpoint? I think when we start with creative, at the end of the day, there are, yeah, on social media, two main forms of creative, meaning on the one hand, we have pictures, and on the one other hand, we have video, and both have pros and cons. In our experience, or generally speaking, images are way quicker, faster, and therefore cheaper to produce. You can use your phone, you can get stock images, or you can hire a photographer to get your product pictures, pictures of
your graphic designer.
Exactly, your graphic designer to create animations or yeah, things of that nature. So images are easier to produce. And from a technical standpoint, they are also easier to deliver when people are on the go, for example. If people are watching content on their mobile phone and they are on the street, then it's just from a technical standpoint easier to load an image instead of a complete video. On the other hand, video is a little, well, not a little, but more complicated to produce. It's therefore more expensive. On the other hand, from a distribution standpoint, meaning Facebook and Instagram shows the content, meaning videos, to more people compared to images, because video content keeps people more engaged and keeps people longer on the platform. So you get a little more reach when you use video compared to the little higher cost to actually produce video content. Another bonus or another pro is, pro is that the right way to say it?
Pro of
video is that you can explain, for example, services or products that are more complicated and maybe not so easy to explain in the picture. Mm. You can really take the time and explain and educate people in a video. That's just something that you often cannot communicate in an image. So again, you have pros and cons on both platforms, not on both platforms, on both main creatives, meaning on images and on video. And just from a business perspective, you need to decide, okay, are you going more for video? Are you going more for pictures? What makes more sense in a specific situation? And also how you actually set up the production of the content so that you're able to create content on a regular basis, because I think that's something that a lot of companies, a lot of business don't really understand on social media. Mm. You need, no matter what, create constant content and not just once every quarter you post the annual meeting of whatever the team. That's not how it works. So you need to have a pipeline, a production process that actually can pump that out, that volume that you need for your business. It doesn't have to be on a daily basis, but regular, whatever that means for your business.
Yeah, and I think it's important to remember that this is social media, meaning it is not specifically designed for businesses to be marketing on. What I mean by that is people do not have the mindset of consumerism on social media itself specifically, but more on engaging with their friends and their family, with finding out what's new in the world, and speaking with people overall, being social. It's social media. Now, when you go on as a business and then just start to share things like, what do I see? We have this product, and things that are not very interesting for their customers altogether, then you see those pages, for example, having way less interaction. Not only that, but also not getting as much results, which means sales from their social media pages. I saw a page the other day that was on Instagram, and they sell honey and are beekeepers. And instead of sharing their products all the time, what they do is actually teach people about the process of creating the honey, the different things that you can produce from honey, how to actually use the various products. Things like these are proper content. Don't just share your product or your service with price lists, etc., on what you have to offer, but educate people about how to use it. Inspire them on what they can use it for, and let them be interested in what you actually have to offer.
Yeah. And I think that might sound contradictory on the first approach, but I think content is more important than creative. What do I mean by that? I think what you tried to say was like, your creative doesn't have to be polished or high produced because it's social media. Nobody expects that. Even the other thing, at the moment someone sees a high polished video that cries, okay, that's ad, that's an ad, that's from a company. That's not, as you said, your neighbor or your friend that shares something on social media. Okay. So the quality of the creative, meaning it doesn't have to be a high polished image or a high polished video or whatever, but the quality of the content, meaning the message, the education, that maybe that simple image with a description communicates or transports, is way more important than the actual production quality of the creative. So as long as you create entertaining content or educational content that is not boring and not just product shots, because you are right. I think that beekeeper could do what most businesses do, just take products of his honey, and that's probably not that interesting.
Pictures.
But
pictures, you said products.
Pictures of the honey.
Yeah.
Switching up, showing how the honey is produced, how the bees live, and everything that surrounds that topic.
Yeah.
That's what draws people in. That's how you build a following, how you build a brand on social media, and then at some point in time, of course, when they think about buying honey, then they go and figure out, okay, how can I buy? Can I go to the website? Can I visit the store? Do I have to call them? What is the next step?
Yep. And it's so effective because they give their customers the opportunity, or to be customers as well, the opportunity to learn about the different things that they could be using these products for. And then when that opportunity arises that, hey, oh, this could help me here, then they're like, yeah, I'm going there immediately to buy this product. That's one instance. Another thing to bear in mind is that on social media, you have to be social. You have to be human. You actually have to relate to people as a human. And it's not just putting content out there or not actually responding to people or speaking with people, not actually responding to comments as well, or not actually inspiring people to comment overall. You should be able to inspire some type of engagement and interaction and speak to people as if they are in your store. Because when they come to your page or interact with your content, it is the same thing. Okay. It's just like when they are with you in person. So treat them like humans, and be human and relatable as well.
Yeah, I think that's a good approach to ask yourself, okay, how can you translate the interactions that you have with your customers already,
offline,
for example, how can you translate that into a more and more online and more social media world? And if you're able to, doing that, and for example, one way of doing that, you can think about, okay, what are the typical questions you get asked in a typical conversation with a potential customer? There are probably 3 to 5 questions that you get asked over and over again. Make social media posts out of them. Mm-hmm. Make a carousel for Instagram or Facebook. Again, you can just, you don't even have to take a picture. You can really take a colored background and type something in there and say, question number one. And you state the question and then you put the answer beside that and people can scroll through that. Mm-hmm. Or you can handle objections that way. You know, for example, a lot of people think that our product or service can't do that or is expensive or whatever the objection might be. You can create social media posts or social media content for Instagram, for Facebook, whatever. And that could be an approach to create content and then think about the creative that you can use the best to get the message across. But as you said, try to use the day-to-day interactions that you have, maybe right now not so much in the current situation, but still people have the same questions, maybe now even more than before, with everything changing. Think about how to answer the questions, how to handle the objections, and how you can make it as easy as possible to reach that final goal, meaning, is it a sale? Is it a call? Is it visiting a website? Whatever it might be. And
And do social listening, which means actually listen to what your audience or customers are actually saying. That will help you to even, for example, update or form or manipulate, how do I say this? Make your product or your service better for them. So if you listen to them, then you understand what exactly they want. So for example, in our case, what Ask Academy has done recently is allow for payments with PayPal, for example, with some of our products. And that came about by listening to our audience and our customers. Okay. So ensure that you actually listen to your social media audience as well, and then figure out how you can help them and make the entire process for them better.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the great advantages compared to one-way communication like TV, radio, print, newspaper, all of these stuff where you don't get feedback, or if then maybe months later on when you do a big TV campaign and then you get the metrics and the reports back, how many people you or they guess that you reached and so forth. I think the big advantage of social media is you get that instant feedback, you get that instant engagement. You can really quick figure out, do people like the product? What can be better?
Yeah.
And that's definitely something you should use. I think, especially with the technology that we have, you can literally press go live on your social media accounts and talk to your customers and ask them questions, get feedback. Don't underestimate that. Super important.
Yeah, that's another part of content, by the way, actually being able to go live and speaking with your audience, your customers in real time, which is what we do every Sunday at 5 p.m. in our Sunday tea time. And if you are liking this one so far, then don't forget to show some love, guys. And if you're on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe.
All right. So, if you are in the live stream right now, feel free to put your specific question in the chat.
We'll
stay 1 minute longer to see if there are any questions that we can answer today. For some reason always the first one is the hardest one. For some reason, people are shy to ask their first questions, usually afterwards, then they are flooding in. So feel free to think a second about the question, think about your current situation, and questions that you have about Facebook, Instagram, or any other social media platform. And then we are happy to answer and share our thoughts. And again, as you just said, in the meantime, don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to set a reminder for next week, Sunday, 5 p.m. And if you haven't done so as yet, again, subscribe. Because next week, Sunday, 5 p.m., we go live again. We don't know the topic yet, I think. So we're open for suggestions. We talk, generally speaking, about business and marketing for Jamaican business owners, for the Jamaican market. So if that's for you, if that sounds something that could be interesting for you, feel free to tune in next week.
I think in the meanwhile, you can actually give a little recap while people think before we close off tonight.
Yeah, you can give a recap. I think we talked a lot. I think I have a little problem to recap all the 30 minutes.
That's true. Okay, three things. Know your desired outcome, meaning know which social media platform makes sense and what's the goal you want to achieve by using this tool for your business, okay? Step number two, know your actual customer, where to reach them. Thank you. And what to actually show them, what they're actually interested in. And then step number three, be consistent and think about your content and the creatives that you're actually using to represent your business, to attract your customers, attract your audience and eventually customers to your business and to interact with them as well. And remember to be human and relatable. Yeah. So we have a question on Instagram. What programs can I employ make posting easier? Okay. So it depends on which platform. Right now we're talking about Facebook and Instagram. So I'm going to assume that you mean Facebook and Instagram. And I would suggest a free platform that is created by Facebook, which also owns Instagram, by the way. And that is the Facebook Creator Studio. And you can post to both Facebook and to Instagram using the Creator Studio. The only things that you cannot use with it or post with it rather is, for example, the stories on Instagram and Facebook, because of course Facebook and Instagram wants you to do stories in a more in the moment opportunity situation. Or time situation, there we go. So therefore they don't allow you to post ahead of time, but everything else, IGTV, normal posts, etc., you can, and on Facebook as well, you can post videos, pictures, etc., way in advance, even months in advance. And you can use that for your content posting, as well as seeing certain analytics about your customers, about the content that you posted as well. Hi, Wayne. Good evening. Yeah.
I think a few months ago, or maybe 1 or 2 years ago, there were a lot of platforms out there to streamline the posting. Later, HubSpot.
They're still there.
Probably more. They are still there. Mm-hmm. Right now we definitely use them in the past. Meantime, Facebook really improved their native solution, meaning their built-in solutions. Yep. And in that case, that's the Creator Studio. I think you need a Facebook Business Manager to have actually, or to set up a Facebook Creator Studio. I'm not 100% sure about that. Nonetheless, I would recommend to set up a Facebook Business Manager, nonetheless, to manage all your assets and your posting and all of that stuff. I think basically everything Facebook and Instagram related when it comes to organic posting, analyzing, scheduling. You can do from the creator studio, and I think that's what we use now completely, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for the Facebook creator studio, just type in Facebook creator studio in Google, and then you have to sign in with your Instagram account separately from your Facebook account. And then there are two different panels where you can go into either of them and control your accounts via the creator studio.
Yeah. Hi, Wayne. Good to see you again. If you guys have any more questions about Facebook, Instagram, or generally how to get more customers using these platforms, feel free to put your question in the chat, no matter if you are on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, or Periscope. Your question in the chat, in the comment section, and then we try to answer it. We usually have a 10-20 second delay between you typing it in, we seeing it, and then answering it and going back. So 30 seconds till you get an answer. So be patient, and don't be shy. Put your questions in the chat. The more specific they are, the better we can help. So I hope that was helpful. Who asked that question?
Desian.
I hope that was helpful so far. If that was helpful, always think about, or don't forget to hit that like, thumbs up buttons, whatever, depending on what platform you are.
And remember that getting customers on these platforms doesn't only mean content and creatives, it also means interacting with your customers. It also means like an overall strategy, basically, including ads, including building your brand. There's so many different aspects of this. And in the Sunday tea time, of course, we can only go into a little bit so far, and hopefully it has helped thus far.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So one thing that we like to do, and I think that we only can recommend, is doing live streams. Probably one of the fastest way to produce content and to answer questions of your audience.
Mm-hmm. Probably not the most comfortable way for everybody.
That's true. Not for every personality type. That's true, but I think the big advantage here is you don't need a lot of production quality. You don't need a lot of editing. You literally just need a phone and an internet connection, and you can go. And a few years ago, that would cost a few million dollars to set up and run.
Ew.
All right. It looks like we answered all the questions so far. If that's the case, then I hope, or we hope, to see you next week, same time, Sunday, 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. Yeah. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so as yet. If it was helpful, give us a like. And I hope, or we hope, to see you next week. And let me read what Deborah is saying.
Commendation. I love Ask Academy's perseverance. I joined in last week. Love the content. And here I am joining in again, learning a lot. Great to hear, Deborah.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Happy to hear that it's helpful. And feel free to share it with everybody that you think can benefit from that, or tag people in the comments. The more people join, the more people hear about it, the better. So I hope everybody has a great Sunday, has a great week, and I hope to see you next week, guys. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.